ABC Radio Australia.
Now, they may be man's best friend, but in Fiji, some dogs have been subject to cruel and inhumane behaviour. A community group says this includes having their ears and tails chopped off, and in some cases, pet dogs have been kidnapped and used for hunting wild pigs. As Evan Wasuka reports, authorities say they are aware of such cases, but insist the worrying behaviour has been contained.
For Lautoka resident Colinio Beitaki, his dogs are an important part of his life.
Yeah, I always wake up in the morning and start calling them in the daytime. Yeah. If I'm lying down in the house, they'll be coming lying down around me. My wife usually chases them outside. And I still don't chase them. So they just come around lying and start playing in the house when I'm around the house. You know?
But one day last month, he was startled by a Facebook post showing dogs chained up in a compound near his community. Then he realized one of those dogs was his own.
Then I looked and I stood up in the house and I started calling them, but only the female dog was here. And all the male dogs were captured there.
Naomi Satu Nathangai Levu is a Samoan living in the same community in Lautoka and saw the dogs being kidnapped. She was alerted by the barking dogs.
I went back when I heard dogs barking and screaming. I went back to the place and they were tying up another two dogs. And this time, one of the dogs is tied up with a rope and another one is tied up with an electric wire. It was tied so tight around the neck and around the stomach, you know, it was like really heartbreaking, you know. I cried and I begged them to release the dogs, but it seems like these people don't care, you know. They don't want to listen to anything.
She posted what she saw online, asking friends for help. One person who jumped into action was Mohammed Khan from the Greater Good Foundation, a community group that runs its own dog shelter.
As I entered, I just went straight. I talked to them politely. This is the dogs. You can't take them. It's not licensed. They appreciated it. When the police officers came, they talked in their own culture. And they were appreciative. From the other end, we told them this, like the dogs were in the away from each other because they were tied in padlocks, wires, the necks were tied. The police had, there was one, two dogs, I couldn't even open the ropes around the neck. So police had to bring a knife to cut off the ropes.
For Mr. Beitaki, it was a happy ending.
I was very happy, Sana, to get my dogs back. After seeing them chained like that, we got very upset. Then the release, I was just telling Naomi, thank you very much. Without that post, no, my dog would be still missing till today.
But Mr. Khan from the Greater Good Foundation says it would have been a different story if the dogs had not been discovered. He says the dogs were captured and were going to be sent to Fiji's interior to be used for hunting wild pigs.
When it goes there, like... If it's a healthy dog, if it's a good hunter, the ears are chopped off as a mark of a hunter dog. The rest are left unattended. They are starved. Some even starved to death. Some even the ones with the ear chopped are fiercely starved, so that they become have that hunter instinct. So these dogs, basically, if they are forced to go and hunt, so some of the dogs die in the first hunt because wild pigs are not like domesticated pigs we have for consumption. So most of the dogs die in their just first or second hunting trip.
Casey Quimby is the founder of Animals Fiji, a shelter whose head office is in the town of Nandi. She's seen firsthand the treatment dished out to some dogs trained to hunt wild pigs.
What we have seen is some of the pig hunters doing some cruel things to dogs, like chopping of ears, or cutting of tails. Those type of things are more common with the pig hunters. So they would believe that cutting the ears helps them hear better, which is totally not scientifically based and false. And obviously with tails, less things that a pig could catch on to.
Vinesh Kumar is the permanent secretary of Fiji's Ministry of Agriculture. He says authorities are aware of animal cruelty cases, but he insists that they are isolated events.
We believe that they may have been subjected to cruelty in terms of maybe their ears being cut off, or in certain cases, the tails being cut off. But having said that, definitely it's not a problem that is all over Fiji, or it's not a problem that is some of the isolated cases where we have seen these incidences. Also, in certain cases when dogs are taken up by communities, it's not only for pig hunting. A number of times people just take it for the sake of farms that are there to look after these farms.
Mr. Kumar says pig hunting is culturally important to certain sectors of Fiji society, but that the government is monitoring the situation to see that all animals are treated humanely.
There are a lot of people around in Fiji that look after their dogs very well. I thank them. And on the same essence, we have got other livestock farmers who have also challenges in terms of safeguarding their dogs, safeguarding their livestock, because we also have got challenges where people are not looking after their dogs and leaving them.
As for Muhammad Khan and the Greater Good Foundation, he says they'll continue to raise awareness and educate people on how to treat animals well.
For me, it feels happy that I have devoted my time to helping a family or an animal.
That was Muhammad Khan from the Greater Good Foundation, ending that report from Evan Wasuka.